In today's Mishnah, so in the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 4th Perek of Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah begins. Avodah Zarah shenichu ovdeha b'shat shalom. In a situation where an idol is left by its owner in a time of peace, then we say it is muteret. The fact that it was left behind, and the owner of this Avodah Zarah could have taken it with us, it implies that he was mavatalet, he showed disregard to it, and therefore it would be mutar, Mishnah says, a Jew would be able to derive benefit from it. However, if it's b'shat milchama, if it was a time of war that happened to be left behind, we say asura, because the fact that he was left behind is not a demonstration that he disregarded this Avodah Zarah. In the rush and the hurry, he might have simply just been left behind. B'mosiot shel malachim, what they would do, they'd erect these hewn stones along the Derech HaMelech, on the passage of the roads where the king would pass. And the Mishnah says, Harayelu metorot, they would be mutar bahana. One would be able to draw benefit from these stones. Now these stones were set up to place Avodah Zarah on it as the king would pass. Why then they're mutar? Mipnei shemaminotar b'shat shahamelachim ovrim. Meaning, they're only there temporarily. They're not set aside, these stones, for permanent worship. They're simply set aside if the king wanted to place his idol on it and then do his worship as he's traveling. That's why they were erected there. And sometimes they would never even be used, because the king might not pass through that way, he might go in a different direction. That's why they're not really considered miyucha, they're not considered an object of Avodah Zarah, and one can derive benefit from it. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Shaluot hazkenim baromi. In Rome they asked the Chochmei Israel, the sages, says, Im ein rotzonoi, for God didn't want Avodah Zarah. If God is presumably all-powerful, then why does he let them exist in the world? He should just simply destroy or rid the world of them himself. And the Chachamim responded, Amru lahem, Ilu ladavar she'in tzorech lo'olam bo hayuavdim haymavatlo. If it was really items that the world didn't need to sustain the world, then it's true, God would just annul them. However, hare hen ovdim, people worship the chama, the sun, Lavana, the moon, Kochavim, the stars, or Mazalot, the various constellations. Should therefore Hashem destroy the world, Yavod Olamo, Mibna Shoten, should get rid of the sun which sustains the world because of these fools that happen to worship it and think that there's almost a godly power in the sun? Samar Lahem, the response to the sages was, Imkin, if that's the case, Yabed Davasha Ein Tzorech Lolambo, Vianich Davasha Tzorech Lolambo. If that's the case, the response of these Romans was, your argument only partially makes sense. There are certain things that the world doesn't require. So then why didn't God rid the world of those things that the world doesn't need? So the response of Chachem says, Af anu machzikim yedei ovdehem chaleilu. He says, if Hashem would have done that, then people would have said, ah, I understand those items that God has ridden the world of. Those didn't have much substance to them. But the sun and the moon, those things that still seem to be here, the fact that we're worshipping, God hasn't rid the world of it, must mean there is substance to them. These must be gods. Shemim tedu shehen alahud, shrei lo ha lo bat lo. Because they would say, realize, you should see, there must be a divine power in this moon and the sun, because look, God didn't rid the world of it. Therefore, all things Hashem allowed to be in the world, despite the fact that people worship them, and obviously they have no substance whatsoever. Those are Mishnah today.